detailed information. That way I can function more spontaneously as a medium. My only job is to have people's minds pass through me. It is Multicano's job to assign meaning to what I find there. But please understand, Mr. Okada, Multicano is fundamentally on your side. I hate Noboru Wataya, you see, and Multicano's first concern is for me. She did this for your sake, Mr. Okada. That is what I believe.
Krita Kano went out to the local supermarket. I gave her money and suggested that as she was going out, she should change into more respectable clothing. She nodded and went to Kumiko's room, where she put on a white cotton blouse and a floral patterned skirt.
It doesn't bother you, Mr. Okada, for me to put on your wife's clothing?
I shook my head. Her letter told me to get rid of it all. No one's going to be bothered if you wear her things. Just as I expected, everything fitted her perfectly. Uncannily so. Even her shoe size was the same. Krita Kano left the house wearing a pair of Kumiko's sandals. The sight of Krita Kano in Kumiko's clothing made me feel once again that reality was changing its direction, the way a huge passenger ship lumbers into a new course. After Krita Kano had gone out, I lay on the sofa staring at the garden, my mind a blank. She came back by taxi 30 minutes later, holding 3 large bags stuffed with groceries. Then she made me ham and eggs and a sardine salad.
Tell me, Mr. Okada, do you have any interest in Crete?
Krita Kano asked without warning after we had eaten. Crete? I said. You mean the island of Crete in the Mediterranean?
Yes.
I shook my head. I don't know, I said. I'm not uninterested, I suppose. I've never thought much about it.
Would you like to go to Crete with me?
Go to Crete with you? I echoed.
I would like to get away from Japan for a while. That is what I was thinking about the whole time I was in the well after you left. Ever since Malta gave me the name Krita, I have felt that I would like to go to Crete someday. As preparation, I read many books about the island. I even studied Greek so that I would be able to live there when the time came. I have fairly substantial savings, enough for us to live on for a good length of time without difficulty. You would not have to worry about money.
Does Multicano know you're planning to go to Crete?
No. I haven't said anything to her about it, but I am sure she would not be opposed to the idea. She would probably think it was a good thing for me. She's been using me as a medium for the past 5 years, but it is not as if she has merely been exploiting me as some kind of tool. She's been doing it to aid my recovery as well. She believes that by passing the minds or egos of a variety of people through me, she will make it possible for me to obtain a firm grasp of my own self. Do you see what I mean? It works for me as a kind of vicarious experience of what it feels like to have an ego. Come to think of it, I've never once in my life said unambiguously to anybody, I want to do this. I've never even thought to myself, I want to do this. From the moment of my birth, I lived with pain at the center of my life. My only purpose in life was to find a way to coexist with intense pain. And after I turned 20 and the pain disappeared when I attempted to kill myself, a deep numbness came to replace the pain. I was like a walking corpse. A thick veil of unfeeling was draped over me. I had nothing, not a sliver of what could be called my own will. And then, when my flesh was violated and my mind pried open by Noboru Wataya, I obtained my third self. Even so, I was still not myself. All I had managed to do was get a grasp on the minimum necessary container for a self, a mere container. And as a container, under the guidance of Multicano, I passed many egos through myself. This, then, is how I have spent the 26 years of my life. Just imagine, if you will, for 26 years, I was nothing. This is the thought that struck me with such force when I was alone in the well, thinking. During all this long time, the person called me was in fact nothing at all, I realized. I was nothing but a prostitute of the flesh, a prostitute of the mind. Now, however, I am trying to get a grasp on my new self.